Love Story, The Myth That Really Happened, by Glenn Scrivener, published by Ten Publishing. Chapter 1, True Story. When all looked lost, their tragedy turned to comedy. The dragon was slain, the wicked king was overthrown, the quest was completed, the heroes returned, the princess was saved, and she married the knight. So they all lived happily ever after. The end. What do you make of fairy tales? C.S. Lewis loved them. He spent much of his life studying and teaching the ancient Greek, Roman, and Norse myths, and he went on to write some of the most popular fantasies of all time, the Chronicles of Narnia series, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and so on. In many ways, myths were Lewis's life, yet he had mixed feelings about them. He was enthralled by the stories, but at the same time he considered them as escapism, as mere fantasies. One night, though, he had a conversation that changed everything. On the 19th of September, 1931, Lewis was speaking with his great friend J.R.R. Tolkien, author of The Lord of the Rings. Mr. Narnia was chatting with Mr. Middle-earth. At this point, Tolkien was a Christian, but Lewis was not. In fact, Lewis had a big problem with Christianity, namely the Easter story. He could understand that people might believe in a god. He could appreciate that God might want people to live in a certain way. That kind of religion sounded reasonable enough. But that isn't Christianity. Christians insist on telling a story, all about God coming to earth to die for his creatures. More than its creeds or rituals or moral codes, it is the Easter story that is central for Christians. And that was Lewis's sticking point. He didn't understand how the death and resurrection of Jesus related to the rest of Christianity. What on earth was the point of Easter? In answer, Tolkien directed Lewis back to all the myths he loved. Didn't Lewis appreciate the ancient stories of the dying and rising gods? Didn't he see how those myths worked on his heart in a profound way? Yes, indeed, Lewis was deeply moved by such stories. Well, declared Tolkien, Christianity is the ultimate story of the dying and rising God. But, Lewis countered, all those stories are just myths. They aren't true. In a memorable phrase, Lewis called them lies breathed through silver. They are beautiful, but ultimately empty. How would Tolkien respond? Surely he would have to agree with Lewis. No one could think that fairy tales were real, could they? Tolkien shocked Lewis with his answer. No, said Tolkien, they are not lies. This was earth-shattering for Lewis. If Tolkien was right, then there is such a thing as a real fairy tale. There exists a grand story that lies behind all other stories, namely Easter. Easter is the ultimate and original myth, the myth that really happened. This got Lewis thinking of all the stories he had loved, not only tales of death and resurrection, but stories of rags to riches, of defeating the monster, of epic quests, of grand romances, of desperate tragedies, of joyful comedies, of victory snatched from defeat, of the prince marrying the pauper, and the happily ever after. These stories resonate with us across the cultures and down the ages. But why? Is there a reason our hearts are tuned to such realities? Might there be a grand original story that is reflected and refracted in our little stories? And could this explain the centrality of Easter? The true myth. Within a month of this famous conversation, Lewis had all but converted to Christianity. He had begun to see the story of Christ as a true myth, a myth working on us in the same way as the others, but with this tremendous difference, that it really happened. In the Gospels, the biblical biographies of Jesus, Lewis said the old myth of the dying God comes down from the heaven of legend to the earth of history. It happens at a particular day in a particular place. All the other myths take place in dream time. Fairy tales happen, as Star Wars begins, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. The gods live and die beyond our time and space. However, the Gospels show Jesus living and dying in our world, under the reign of named rulers like Pontius Pilate. This historical character sets the Jesus story apart from all the others. Lewis later wrote, quote, "As a literary historian, I am perfectly convinced that whatever the Gospels are, they are not legends. I have read a great deal of legend, and I am quite clear that they are not the same sort of thing. Legends are set once upon..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?